Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I feel like we were just talking
about
recently.
Cowbells.
No, yeah. I missed you guys. No, it feels like it's been ages for me.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasured friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
I did the Larry
Welcome
Morgan
in, everybody.
Are you, oh, you're mocking me from last episode?
Yeah, exactly.
Larry Morgan's here.
I went to one of the lyrics song lyric sites and found our theme song, and so I could print it out and remember it.
Oh, nice, nice. Joshua Fliggers joined us.
Hi.
Hey, look at that.
And our pal Sam Farmer's on assignment.
Perennial assignment.
Hey, you know, happy birthday, Larry. Your birthday, as people are hearing this on the 29th of July, your birthday was 2 days ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Happy
well,
birthday.
Yeah, but you're kind of bearing the lead and yet at the same time setting us up to to wish you, Andy Chanley,
see how it works.
The happiest of days.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
you,
Andy.
The day
quite kind
from whence
you
extracted thyself from your mother's womb and
wow.
were released upon the world. Your,
wow.
Your charms, your soothing voice, your rapier wit. My gift to
your
you,
stunning
Andy.
Stunning good looks.
Yes, yes. Our gift to you today, Andy, is this kind, complimentary bullshit, which you will never get again. For the rest
extracted
of the year.
Extracted myself from my mother's womb? Is that like
yeah,
I crawled
nobody
out?
Told, has
like
nobody
a,
told
like
you
my
how
hands
that works?
Came out. My hands came out first
like
and grabbed
Return
the edges.
Of the Living Dead.
Well, you're a big DIY kind of guy, so I just figured you were like, get away, Doc. I got this.
He came out like Evel Knievel, just flying out of there.
With fangs, sharp, triangular teeth. Yeah, that's how it happened, pretty much.
Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, man, and to you. Happy birthday week. Are you enjoying your month-abration?
I don't do that.
You don't month-abrate?
I barely acknowledge the day itself, except by the time people are hearing this, I will have attended a Giants game.
Oh,
where
right.
they clearly defeated the Dodgers by a wide margin that night at Oracle Park in San Francisco.
Nice.
Yeah. It will probably have been a glorious evening.
I saw a tweet a couple few weeks ago. You know when the Dodgers beat who was it? It was Arizona by like 21.
Oh, yeah, they
to
just kept scoring runs. It was like they had an inning where they just couldn't stop them.
It was like 21 to nothing. Somebody tweeted LAPD bulletin beat down in pursuit. Chavez Ravine, men with bats are attacking Arizona fans. It was just, oh my God.
That's been happening 21. A lot lately. There was a Padres game where they scored 24 runs against the Nationals. I mean, it's like
early on in the year, the Pirates lost like 21 to zero against the Braves, I think. It was
yeah, you're
disgrace.
Seeing these football scores in baseball games. I think the parity in Major League Baseball right now is maybe not quite as even as it once was, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You think they're juicing still?
You know, they have like all kinds of new, they have like all these funky rules now for like extra innings and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. And oh, you know what?
Well, they're trying to shorten the game in as many different ways as they can. Yeah, they put a guy on second base
with extra innings
to start. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Extra innings. There's a guy automatically on second base at the beginning of the 10th.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they put a guy in scoring position so they can try and get these games ended and not go extended into multiple extra innings.
I mean, that is the literal iteration of the old joke of that guy was born on third base and thought he hit a home run.
That's
fucking ridiculous.
It's weird.
This is what they did. They're turning sports into video games now. They're literally they're turning sports into video games. You guys are never going to believe that I'm bringing this topic up, but I was listening to another podcast this week. And they were talking about IndyCar, right? They were talking about Formula One. And one of the guys brought this up and I stopped everything I was doing. And I like went and told my wife, I'm like, this is insane. There's this league in Japan. It's been around for, I want to say 6-7 years called it's an F1, you know, race car league, except it's called shit. What's it called? Like F E or something like that.
FU
where the cars are electric, right? So it's basically like an F1 racing league, but the cars are electric. So they race on city streets. They don't have like big Indianapolis tracks. They shut off streets like Long Beach. You know what I mean? They race like that.
Right.
Well, they have a circuit they go through. Well,
the circuit for electric cars.
Let's
see what you did there.
They do this thing because
they call it the electric circuit.
But, okay, I'll just stop now. Go ahead. Let's talk about cowbells. So they have like the league. Like 5 days before the race, people can vote on who they want to get an electric boost, a 5% electric boost in their car, right? Seriously, I'm not kidding. I looked it up. This is part of the rules.
You've powered up.
So, well, it gets weirder. So like, and the voting ends like 5 minutes before the race starts. And then the top five out of like the 24 racers get a 5% power boost to their car for like only 5 minutes in the race, and they get to choose when they want to do it. So they can be like, okay, boost me. And then go, and then they're like faster than everybody for 5 minutes.
Wow.
The second part of this effed up league is they have literally straight out of video games. They have these arrows on the track that you're required to hit. Okay. You know how, like when you're racing, I'm telling you, there's a thing called the line where it's the fastest way around the track. And they say, you know, you stay in this line. Well, they put these arrows off of that line. Okay. And you're required to do it three times a race. Each driver's do it. And they have to go off of the line to hit one of these energy boosts that gives them a boost, like NVIDIA, like a like Mario Kart.
Are you allowed? I was just gonna say, do you drive through a tortoise shell or is there?
It's insane.
You get a mushroom,
and then
and then
before they don't tell the driver, they don't tell the teams how much the energy boost is gonna be because they don't tell them until like 5 minutes before the race starts because they don't want them to incorporate it into their plans. They want the drivers to be like, oh man, I need to get my boost right now, and it's literally a video game. It's insanity.
So are you allowed to do that during like a yellow flag?
There's guys on the sidelines that are with the league that control the power. So you know what I mean? And like, if there's like a yellow flag or something like that, if you go faster than whatever, then you get either pulled over, deducted a lap or something.
So this
like
is
that.
Like having, this is like playing slot cars.
I don't know. It's just insanity that people are giving power boosts and stuff. Like, I'm like, what do they give them, like shells to throw at each other and it spins out and then the guy presses a button and an oil slick comes out the back like Spy Hunter? It's just nuts.
I want to know what it sounds like when if you're attending is just
exactly
right. Is it like there's no exhaust? There's no. It's just like are they so quiet that people are constantly getting run over because they think there's no cars coming?
You hear the drivers all screaming at each other, "Get the hell out of the way!"
Have either of you ever been to a like the Indy 500, a high speed race where they get to 200 miles an hour?
I've been to the Long Beach one.
Long Beach is through the streets, though, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not the big oval track where they really go. No.
Swear to God, you know,
growing up in Indiana, aren't you required by law to attend?
It is the law.
Yeah.
And I remember it was blacked out in Indianapolis.
Sure.
For my entire life. They didn't show it on TV until, like, you know, the following Monday or whatever. And the thing that you would see on TV on the local channel, that night was the award ceremony where they would, you know, have all of the drivers up and, you know, give them a certificate or whatever and their prize money for, you know, what they did the day before.
Is that the one where they dump milk all on each other?
They drink milk and dump it. Totally. In the winner's circle. But going to the race is something, the racetrack is 2.5 miles around. Like, I saw a thing recently. Somebody put this meme up on in May about the Indy 500, and they showed the Indy 500 track, and inside it, they had placed Churchill Downs, the Taj Mahal, like all of these, like the 20 different things, these world well-known monuments inside the track. That's how fucking big it is. It's 2.5 miles around, so there are only 200 laps in the 500. You go 500 miles, but it isn't until you're there that you realize how fast these cars are going. If you're sitting in a like in a corner stands, you have to just know the color of the person you're rooting for to know when they're going by.
That's right.
Because it's a blur. And they go by, and it's seriously, the sound is, and they're gone. It's you can't even see it. It's just a total blur. It's pretty amazing that no more people die than do that have so far doing that stuff.
Yeah, race cars.
I never. Yeah, race cars.
Yeah.
That's you want to check and see if George ever talked about race cars?
You
want to
see? Well, not necessarily. Do you want to see if George left a phone call for, and talk about NASCAR? I did actually. Not only did I was I required to go out and do appearances at Pinwell Raceway, the asphalt action track, so a track of West Texas, but I actually had to do spots for it.
Asphalt action track.
The asphalt action track of West Texas, and I was required to say, because the copy said so, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, no. Awesome.
I was one of the OGs on that. Yeah.
You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
They actually, and Pinwell, Texas is where it was located, and it is an unincorporated part of it's basically in the Odessa metropolitan area, but it's about 20 miles outside of town in the middle of the fucking desert. And they still have a track there, quarter mile track racing track. It's still going.
Wow.
That's a thing people go to see. Well, when you live in Odessa, Texas, there's not much else to do. When high school football's not going on, you go out and see guys practically blow themselves up.
When we went to Yosemite, we stayed one night in a hotel right just outside the park, and we had TV, quote unquote, but it was very limited, like 15 channels.
Did you have to stand up and walk over and turn the dial? Ka-chunk, yeah. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Move the rabbit ears.
Rabbit ears. Yeah. Yep.
Limited fare. And the only thing that Silas could find that he, was suitable for him to watch was this, I don't know what weird sports channel this was, but it was a channel that had a demolition derby on it.
Oh my God. That would still happen.
Yeah.
It would still happen.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. And to see people driving around like these old Gran Torinos and, this beat up.
I think I've been to a demolition derby when I was a kid.
Oh, they're great fun to go to. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And somebody got so badly whacked, they had to take him away in a ambulance.
Oh, gee. What a surprise.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah.
People still pay the price for that shit. Fellas, I have one.
Can you imagine having to tell your boss that I can't come into work because I got injured? Because
I
got hurt in demolition
derby. I think you just say I was in an accident. I was in a car wreck.
Half of me would think that's the greatest thing to ever say, and the other half thinks it's the most embarrassing thing to say. Like I want to be able to say at some point in my life, I'm like, yeah, I got that old demolition derby injury right up here in the middle of my back. I'd be like, what? That's a great conversation starter.
But hey, it's going to rain later today. My demolition derby injury telling me.
My demo elbow. I can feel it in my demo elbow.
So who wants to do a road trip to Paris, California for their night of destruction at the Paris Auto Speedway?
Is that the nearest
one?
I do.
How far is
Paris from here? Is that like by Salton Sea?
Good thinking. I will map that out because that's a boys' trip right there.
Yeah, put that in MapQuest. Yeah, let's go find
pack
it.
Pack the luncheon loaf. Let's go.
Fellas, I only have one.
Rip that town up, man.
I only have one DIY matter to bring up to you today. That's the matter of exterior illumination. In July, Once again,
what does that sentence mean?
I put some lights on the front of the house.
Okay.
And it made me think once again, the movie Christmas Vacation is the I Ching, for all matters of human interaction. Hey Dad, I learned everything I know about exterior illumination from you. Yep. It came up this last week. But I wanted to put some lights on the front of the house. We already had some, just the string of like four lights that are wired together, the spotlights that shine up on the front of the house. Cause I think that looks nice.
Yeah.
Now the front of your house lit up in the evening. It's nice. And they're on a little timer. And I fixed the timer because I had it put on Dusk to Dawn, but I realized, because I never go look at the front of my house at night, I realized that the lights on the fence posts that come on at dusk were so bright that the lights would come on the front of the house at dusk, and then they'd go right back off because the other lights were too bright.
Yeah.
So I had to put it on a 9-hour timer. So they just go on at dusk and stay on for 9 hours. So that was fixed. One crisis averted. I think you can share my relief on that.
I'm relieved we're done talking about it.
The other was I got a palm tree in the front of my house. You know my palm tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to have a spotlight that shoots right up the skirt of that, you know, right up the thing and gets the stalk and also the bouquet at the top of the tree. And so that had been burned out. The problem with it is that it's in the path of the sprinklers. So no matter what you do to put together a combination there of you know, spotlight and photo cell, it's going to get the water in it. And it's going
to, or you know, you can actually be the positive way to look at this is turn on the sprinklers and now you got a water feature.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right.
Maybe get a little rainbow going in there. Look nice.
Yeah. Demolition Derby. No.
NASCAR.
IndyCar. So here's what I decided I was going to do. I got a new set of those things and put them together, just wrenched them together, right, and really tightened them down. Then took a little bit of that foamy tape, that you know, double sided tape, and wrapped that around the seams of it and tucked it in there really good. And then I took some Flex Seal. I sprayed some silicone sealant around there so the water will be repelled. And I was so proud of myself because I thought ahead and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put on a glove. I'm going to put on a little rubber glove and I'm going to spray the Flex Seal with a rubber. What's wrong with
you? Okay, you got a rubber glove on.
He's so excited he put a glove on.
I know.
To celebrate. What is wrong with you?
I can't believe we're actually talking about race cars and Flex Seal in the same episode.
We should never do back-to-back episodes again because we terrible. Need a week to come up with shit to talk about, obviously.
Oh, by the way, I mean, I'm watching that Demolition Derby. Uh-huh. The commercials that come on during that tell you what kind of person they think you are. For shizzle.
All right, so,
yeah, they were selling me awnings and
Flex Seal.
And My Pillow. Yeah, it was really something.
Boy. All right, so finish your story, Flex Seal.
Anyway, so I was so proud of myself because so often you think, oh, I'm just going to spray a little bit of spray paint on something or whatever. And then you after you're finished with it, you're like, son of a bitch, it's all over my fingers. If I would have just thought ahead and put on a pair of gloves, I could have averted this. I wish I would have thought ahead for that. Well, this time I did. I was so proud of myself.
I'm just going to say this is a strange source of pride.
I put on a glove.
He doesn't have that much going on right now, Josh.
I mean, I understand being like, yeah, I kept myself clean.
And now it's time to celebrate.
Exactly. I'm going to pour myself an NA.
I was so proud of myself that I finally thought ahead and thought, oh, I'm going to keep my hands clean and spray this, you know, really sticky, toxic Flex Seal stuff on there. And so I did. I sprayed it all around, all of the creases and everything, put that away and threw the gloves in the trash and carried that thing around to the front yard and prepared to put it where it was supposed to go at the base of that tree. And I grab the thing with both hands and push it down in there. And I'm like, son of a bitch! I just grabbed it with my bare hands! So much more shit on my hands than I ever would have spraying it on there. God.
Hey, you know what? Have you ever used that stuff where you spray foam? It's like an insulation for gaps.
Sure.
Shit. Have you ever got that stuff on your hand before?
Oh, it is impossible to get off.
I would rather just dump a whole container of super glue on my hand than get that crap on there.
Oh, yeah. You just want to cut your fingers off at that point. There's no point.
I remember one time, like, I got it on my hands and I went and tried sandpaper to get it off.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's that. It literally just embeds itself on you and you're like, well, I guess this is going to be in here till mid-November
until this is part of me now.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so true. And that stuff's amazing. Oh, I how love it expands that stuff. Like 50 times its size or some shit. It's good stuff. Cool.
Maybe we should endorse that.
I think they actually call it good stuff, don't they? No, I think that's the brand name of it.
Look it up,
Larry. I think that the brand name of the expanding foam insulation is called good stuff. I'm not bullshitting you.
I'm
sorry, Andy.
Great stuff.
It's called great stuff. Because it's better than good.
Oh,
it's great stuff.
They went past better stuff. They were all the way to the great stuff.
The first
stuff.
Product was just stuff. And they're like, no, we need to make this better.
So better stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I have one other piece of news to share with you of things that happened this last weekend that have enriched my life. Are you prepared for it? Are you interested in it? Are you thirsty?
Well, it's going to be hard to top the glove thing, but go ahead.
Your glove fail.
Lara has been urging me for a couple of months now after hearing one of her best friends talk about how much she enjoys hers. She's been urging me to go to Costco and purchase an air fryer.
Oh, I got one.
Do you have one?
Yes.
No, I do not.
Tell me your feelings on the air fryer, Josh.
I think they're great. I got the combo one that was the Instant Pot / air fryer. And I was going to say, if you want the air fryer, I wouldn't go that route. I would get just one that is an air fryer. You know what I mean? Because I think there's more room. The only knock I have on it is it's hard to, like, for the Instant Pot, it's not big enough to cook many things. You know what I mean? You have to do it in kind of batches. But yeah, I love that thing.
Well, we tried a couple of things in it already. She tried cooking, you know, broiling some broccoli, which I thought turned out fantastic. She was less enthused about it, but I thought it was great. The other thing is, and the reason you buy the thing, the wings. French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Wings. French fries.
Yeah.
If only. No, it's the French fries. So I also purchased a cheap French fry cutter. And that arrived bent on the first use. Send that back and get a different one.
Sort of industrial strength potatoes you're using in there.
Exactly.
Jeez.
But made some French fries, just took them, you know, cut them up, threw them, tossed them in a bowl with a tablespoon of olive oil and some salt. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Really, really good. In 20 minutes, you got yourself some French fries. Even less, 15 minutes.
Something that's fun to make in there.
Tell me, little deep.
Is this going in the
White Trash Cookbook?
It could
please.
Be. Yes, this is. I'm going to say this is in the White Trash Cookbook. Deep fried pickles.
There we go.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. No, really?
Yes. Get the nice thick pickles. Get the whole pickles right, and then dice them up so they're a little thicker, and then because I don't use.
But how do you keep them from sticking together?
Well, you don't stack them on top of each other.
Oh, he's going to kind of lay in the layer.
And the thing that I have has like two stories. You know what I mean? Like I can do, it's got one in the bottom and then one in the middle. That's why I was saying it's kind of hard. You can only do like batches of like 10 at a time. So if you're trying to make, you know, a bunch, it's kind of a pain in the butt. But yeah, just take pickles and I do little, I don't use flour. So I use almond flour and then... This is what makes it awesome and why it is in the White Trash Cookbook. Then I use crumbled up pork rinds.
As the breading?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Wow.
That's keto, because then you don't have any.
Keto.
It is.
That's keto. And then you dip that in cream cheese. Does every recipe include cream cheese, Josh? No. Dip it in cream cheese?
I did try a new cream. I did try a new cream cheese this week. Have you guys tried like the onion and chive ones, like the flavored cream cheeses?
Sure.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Like I never had the boursin.
No, onion and chive is pretty standard schmear right there. That's pretty good stuff.
Pretty standard schmear.
Standard schmear.
That'll be the name of this one.
That's a standard schmear right there.
Pretty standard. How do you smell schmear? How do you spell schmear?
S-C-H-M-E-A-R. Jeez. You podunk boys, I tell you.
What else did you fry? What else have you done in the air fryer?
Just that we've only had it for 2 days. Just those two things.
Yeah, you can do a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Oh. How is the luncheon loaf going to come out in that? What do you think? No?
Can you do an omelet?
Maybe, though. Oh, my God. Larry, that sounds great. You know what you do?
You rejected it immediately.
I did. But I just had an idea.
Did you solve it? Did you crack it?
I was wondering about, crisping it up. So I bet if you took it and you took the slabs of the luncheon loaf and you marinated them in a little soy sauce.
Oh, that'd be too salty, dude.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that would be
there's probably
too salty.
Just tons of sodium in it already.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a sodium bomb. Dip it in those and some olive oil and soy sauce, and then sear them, crisp them up
teriyaki.
In the thing, and then serve them with a little teriyaki sauce and pineapple.
Here's what you do. You coat them in brown sugar.
You
slice them thick and you dust them in brown sugar and you fry them in the pan with a little butter. There you go. Page 2, Josh's cookbook.
This cookbook. I know. This is the you'll be the modern Paula Deen. I just cooked up some butter fat on a butter fryer with some butter.
What's the lady that's all in the country that cooks? The
Paula Deen?
No, the Pioneer Woman or something like that. Isn't it?
Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah, there's like some, I don't know, whatever. She's
Ma Kettle? I don't know.
There's like I think it's called the Pioneer Woman, and she cooks like for farmers. No. I look at myself more as a Giada.
Yeah.
Really?
No, yeah.
No?
Top heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a Padme Lakshmi.
Ooh.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know what that means. I think it's time we get to some of these phone calls that have been stacking up and share them with the folks. What do you guys think about
sure,
that?
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a phone number that we have here that people can call and just unburden themselves with anything that's on their mind.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It has become that, hasn't it?
It really has. That phone number is 626-657-6428. 626-657-6428. Or OAMUCKPM hat.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Hey, it occurred to me, Andy, I haven't paid attention, but do we ever put that number in the body of the actual podcast? Wouldn't it be a great idea to consistently put that number in the text?
It really would. I bet would happen? I bet we'd get more calls.
I bet we would, too. How many years have we been doing this? We're starting to finally figure this thing out.
Yeah.
We could get a T-shirt for the store that just says OAMUCK PM hat on it, right? Can you do that for us, Andy?
What? My God. We totally could.
Yep. Or like my original idea, just OAMUCK PM on a hat. That would be a great thing.
Oh, so right.
That a little meta, but it's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Be pretty good. All right. You guys ready for this one?
Sure.
Here we go.
Yo, guys, it's Trucker Joe. Hey, man, I'm glad to hear you guys back on the air. Anyway, I'm just calling today because, Andy, my boss had one of those Mercedes van thingamabobbers built.
Oh, boy.
It's totally badass, and it's got all the bells and whistles in it, and they're pretty proud of those things, so they are not cheap. But anyways, just because Josh was giving you so much shit about it, they make them, you can buy them, and I'd love to hear your adventures if you get one. Hey, you guys take care, all right?
There it is.
I was getting a little nervous that there wasn't going to be a horn on that call.
Well, Trucker Joe, I thought for a second there he just took a quick scan and he was like, "No, I'm going to scare the crap out of some people around me, so maybe not." But nope, he pulled it off. They saved it for the end. I like it.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, Josh, I would like to invite you to shove that up your ass.
I just, for the record, I have never said that they don't make these. I'm only mocking you trying to make one.
Now, did you see the video that I shared with you last week?
Yeah, the people that do that for a living? Yes, I did see that.
With the bed that sleeps four?
They do that for a living,
pretty,
right?
It's pretty great.
It is pretty great. Have you considered hiring them to do yours?
Exactly. Why,
what makes you think I can't build that?
We
only have 40 minutes in this podcast, right? I mean,
what have I built that's been a failure?
There was no toilet in that van, by the way.
Did you hear yourself talk about how proud you were to put gloves on and then fucked it up almost immediately by putting your hands on the very thing you were trying to avoid? Exactly. Did you hear your own story?
Yes, we're trying
to help you here. Try and keep you from endless frustration. I have been very supportive of this fan plan, but you understand what a huge undertaking that is.
That's exactly the point, we're trying to help you. We're trying to save you blood, sweat, tears, and treasure. This is all
you can't even open a can of luncheon loaf. What makes you think?
I will wear that crown. I deserved every bit of that.
Are you going to put your gloves on when you start working on the van? Or is it... Or you put one on and be like, "Hey, Laura, look, I got my glove on." Woo!
And celebrate. Yeah.
And celebrate.
We have one other phone call here.
A little glove.
You guys ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, let's do this one here. Whoopsie. There we go.
Hey, Yappers, this is Dave here. Hey, Josh, I'm wearing Levi's and a Shoko t-shirt. Anyway, I was going to call last week after 4th of July, but I decided not to. But once I heard George's call this past podcast, I thought, what the heck, I might as well share a little 4th of July story I have. Heading home from work on 4th of July, it was the most surreal thing I've ever witnessed. I got on the freeway at Overland, and I was heading 10 east on the freeway. And between Overland Avenue and the Long Beach Freeway, it was just a continuous blast of fireworks on both sides of the freeway. It was like a war zone. It was crazy. Both sides, fireworks all the way down, smoke-filled freeway. It was amazing. There were people that were doing 20 miles an hour to watch the fireworks, and there were people doing 100 miles an hour zipping between all the cars. And I had my iPod playing and shuffled through, and it came up with Light Up the Sky by Van Halen.
Oh, nice.
I thought, you know what? This is freaking L.A. on the 4th of July, and damn, it was really cool. Anyway, guys, have a good one. Have a good weekend. Talk to you later. Bye.
Love it.
That's awesome when, like, just something like that all comes together and, like, a song's involved, and you're like, this is never going to happen to me in my life again to be in this situation right now with that song playing. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, we had a similar situation. We were driving back from Yosemite on... it was on the 3rd of July. It was the night before, right? We're driving down the 5 freeway. And as we're going, you know, down through these towns, you would pass different towns. Several places, we saw amazing fireworks displays really close to the freeway, you know, like within a quarter mile of the freeway, one side or the other. And it was really neat to be driving down and to be enjoying these fireworks. And, Laura then proceeds to, pick a song, from her iPod. Or for her phone to play on the car that was perfect for the moment, and ours was Katy Perry Firework.
Oh, jeez, that's a little on the nose.
All right. If you need to, I put in X 4th of July. I thought that was a little bit a little bit better pick, but
I put in the Battle Hymn of the Republic because I'm a patriot. That's what you listen to.
I had urban eyes.
I had I love situations like when, you know, you're talking about a song or you're, you know, what is that song with the lyric blah 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 blah, and you talk about it and then it comes on the radio within seconds and everybody in the car goes, what the fuck? But I had a completely different kind of situation the other day, but it flummoxed me. I was in my office, and where I sit, I am I've got my radio station, K-Earthon, in the background, and then there are other radio stations nearby. And we're playing, oh, I don't know, probably Take On Me by A-ha again. And I'm hearing it, and I'm like, what is Lara playing right now? And it was just like, it was this weird mix. It had like, it was the song, but it had just like, is she doing a bit? But no, it kept going. It was a full song, and it was a different, like, sound, and there was a kind of a kind of parallel song lyric going underneath it, but it was like, this is cool, but what is she playing? I realized that the song that was on K-Earth at the time was the exact same song, a beat, as the song I was hearing on the wave down the hallway in the speaker.
Wow.
And it was matched up, synced up perfectly. Some R&B tune they were playing was the same beat as the song we were playing, and it sounded like a remix, and it lasted for, and usually they get off after a while, but it was like, holy crap, this is going on for a long
time. It's like that same thing when the person in front of you's turn signal matches yours. For like 10 seconds, you're like, oh my God, they're perfect. And all of a sudden, it's
or
like,
when your turn signal is the same beat as the song on the radio. That's always like weirdly thrilling. It's almost like putting a glove on. Much fun.
I meant to tell you this, guys. The other day, I tried calling into a radio contest for the first time in about 20 years.
You 12 years old? What are you doing?
Well, I meant to tell you this. KOS, you know how they do that? They do like 1 second of a song.
Right.
And then like, if you don't get it, then I think money rolls over until, you know, it's like, it'll get up there, like a couple grand. Well, I'm driving. This was after I was going on my way to pick up Owen. And I hear that they're like, okay, you ready? Caller 20, here's the 1 second. And they play it, and I immediately go, oh my God, that's Man in the Box. So I just started laughing. I'm like, holy shit, if I call and get this, I'm like, this will be, I don't even want the money. I just want to be able to tell the story on my podcast that I won the 1 second Man in the Box thing. But I tried calling and I didn't get on.
Did the person who got through win?
No, they guessed like a Kiss song.
They're not the Alice in Chains fan that you are.
Exactly.
They can't hold a candle to your Alice in Chains fandom.
But that's that.
That's good stuff. Hey, Larry, was there anything in the YAF set? Oh, by the way, once again, that number, if you want to call for the YAF line, is 626-657-6428. Or Oamuck PM Hat. Was there anything in the YAF sack for us this week? And tell people what that address is in case they want to call.
Your artificial friends. That's all right. I just keep going. Your artificial friends at gmail.com. Have a couple of things here. Heard from David, who's suggesting for maybe a song episode, Singing Drummers.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a great one.
That's a pretty good one.
He does say one of his favorites, even though he's not singing lead, is John Bonham's intro and middle section singing on the ocean from the song Remains the Same.
We was all steady and now we're ready. And
well, that's the beginning.
Is that somebody's talking about the introduction?
No, I think he said the middle.
He said the beginning and the middle.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, we heard from Don, who said he's been low energy Mike for as long as I've listened to. Who came up with the name? Was it him or you? During his normal life, he's probably top type A on steroids. Yeah, I don't think so, Don. Yeah. I think he absolutely gave himself that name. He first phone call we ever got from him, he identified himself as low energy Mike, right?
I think that's why it was like,
it sounds like something we would have given him.
Yeah.
But no, he just immediately understood the tone of the podcast and gave himself that moniker. So
wouldn't it be great if we also had like type A Harry? I guess we kind of got that in George a little bit. Love you, George.
I heard from Brandon Davis, who said, "What's up, guys? Got to show Josh this one." I should have mentioned the subject line is another gagging TikTok. Problem is, Brandon, you didn't include the link or attach anything. So can't show him nothing.
Thank you.
And we haven't made Josh gag in a long time.
I was just thinking, I haven't had any. I mean, I've had a couple little ones around the house, but like no serious stomach turners.
I have to ask you a question about that, Josh.
Yeah.
So over the course of the last 4 months of chemo treatment, plenty of vague nausea, right? Yeah. You know, I've felt, you know, just the side of, you know, I've been queasy. Right. And I'm like, ugh, this is an awful feeling. And I've said before, I would rather have acute pain than extended nausea, because it's just the worst. Only though, I can only think of one or two times that I actually went, I actually like retched.
Gagged?
Yeah, just a little bit. I didn't throw up once.
I've done it twice today.
But there were there were a couple of times where I'm like, and the one that I remember is when I was trying to swallow a prednisone pill, because they're the fucking worst. They taste like the devil's anus. And and so I had had that feeling, and it was entirely unpleasant for me.
Oh, yeah.
I just really didn't like it.
Yeah. So do you think Josh enjoys this?
Is, no, is this like my version of laughing?
My question to you is, are you inured to it? Are you in any way
used to it.
Immune to the full feeling of it because you're so likely your gag reflex is so hair trigger, or is it always unbelievably unpleasant for you?
It's always unpleasant, but on different levels. Like if it's just the mild, I'm brushing my tongue gag in the morning, you know, I'm like, I'm used to that. It's no big deal. But if when I walk around the corner and there's a pile of yellow puke and it's the shock and awe of the disgusting.
Of that egg white albumin kind of thing, so with the little chunks of food in it.
My first initial reaction is to scream and run. You know what I mean? Just be like, get away. But then, and then call my wife to clean it up. But she's not always around. And so Owen's going to have to start learning how to do this soon. but then the next part, it's like different levels. So the next part is I have to go clean it up. And then that's when the eyes start watering. And then I get all prepared because like when I go in, it's got to be done right then. I can't stop and have to go get more toilet paper or more paper towels or more spray or everything. So I get all the shit there. Then doing it, things could happen. Maybe then that's when I realize that the texture is way creamier than I thought.
You're starting to feel the chunks in the toilet paper or whatever.
Yeah. Or if I went in thinking this has been here for like an hour or two, and then when I get in there and I'm like, that's body heat that I'm feeling from that.
Yeah.
It's warm and there's hair in it. And then I'll just shoot it off to a different level. And plus I'm crying. And then then that's when the actual, am I really going? I'm not gagging anymore. Now I'm like on code orange of vomit is on its way up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I need to back off and recuperate and rally.
Right. Tell me, is it, here's how it is for me. Tell me when you have to clean up something like that, the part that actually gets me is, it's like a three-prong thing of number one, you see that, you know, like the egg white kind of, you know, mucusy texture of it. But then it's the chunks that are in there. You know?
Yeah. All right. Mission accomplished.
Okay, good.
All right. Let me get a ding, ding, ding if you got it nearby there.
I knew you were going to, that's what you were trying to do, too. It's just like, I can't. It'd be easier if I just didn't look at this stuff, but I don't know why. It's like looking at a car wreck. You don't want to, but you just do. And I'm like, okay, I gotta clean up. What's worse, clean up poop or vomit?
Vomit.
I'm not a big poop fan, but it depends.
Frowny poop emoji.
But warm chunky vomit is not a pleasant thing.
Me a minute ago with the body heat.
You know, his description of that, it's like the worst CSI episode ever. Well, there's still a cigarette smoldering in the ashtray, and this puke is still warm. So
dun, dun,
this
dun,
must
dun,
have just
dun,
happened.
Dun, dun.
Heavens. Hey, Josh, where can people send you pictures of their albumin-y vomit? Yeah.
Albumin-y. That's good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know what that means, but good job.
Like that egg white, creamy, sinewy.
Custardy.
Yeah. Oof. With that orange, that orange color and that smell, that biley smell, yeah, but it gets on the back of your tongue.
It's like
on the back of your tongue, you taste it and it's sour.
It's like hot lime green meringue. You can reach me.
Foamy.
There he goes. There's one for
just go ahead.
There's one for the white trash.
JoshuaJFlieger@gmail.com. Yes.
Gagmail.com.
You can you can check me out on the Instagram at TheLarryMorgan. And Andy, where should everyone, as they hear this today, send their best wishes, their happy birthday messages, their hearts and flowers, their bouquets of love and affection?
Nothing would make me happier than if they would send me a blind CC of the puke pictures they sent to Josh. You can find me on the interwebs at Andy_Chanley on Twitter, Andy Chanley on Instagram, and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
And our Facebook page, Your Artificial Friends. We post stuff there pretty consistently if you'd like to join in the fun, as well as if you are listening on virtually any possible podcast source. We will continue to be on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, iHeartRadio. For some reason, we're on all of them. And if you wouldn't mind going, if you haven't yet, subscribe and maybe leave us a rating, preferably a higher one, and a little review there. What do you think of the episodes?
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
So this episode happened.
Yeah.
We did it. Yeah. We did it, guys.
And next week, we're gonna hear.
You had your lips all formed. I know. It was going right into a when, and then you just
Next week, we're gonna hear about Josh's pilgrimage back to Butler,
Pennsylvania. Here I come! Fantastic. I can't wait to feel the hot, sticky weather of Western Pennsylvania.
Nice.
When the people that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Happy birthday, Andy. And to you.
I'm going to go put my one glove on and get to work, guys.
Oh.
Celebrate, Josh.
Celebrate one glove. Come on.
Let's celebrate now.
Bye-bye.
It's a celebration.
Nice.
Bye.
Oh, we got to pay for that now. Shit.
Oh, shit.